as promised, going back to the sugya of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. So two auras. The first aura is just pshat, and I think it's a sugya that comes up a lot in Shas, and there's something that jumps off the page right now. You can't even learn this Gemara, Daf Yoimidik, without being ma'ir this. It's the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, but it's so pasha. And that is, the Gemara brought a machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, whether chatzar is mishum yad or chatzar is mishum shlichus. And the Gemara said, "Mi ikaman da amar chatzar mishum shlichus is Rabbi." Is it even possible to say that chatzar is mishum shlichus? We know Chazal darshin in mimatzi timatzi aganeva biyadai that a person can be koine ganeva, he can be a ganev al yedei chatzar. We also know ein shlich l'dvar avera. And if you're going to tell me that chatzar is mishum shlichus and kei motzinu shlich l'dvar avera, we know that that's not the case. It says the Gemara, is it possible that chatzar should be mishum shlichus? If that's the case, motzinu shlich l'dvar avera, and everybody knows that ein shlich l'dvar avera. Freik the Pnei Yeshua. Why is it that ein shlich l'dvar avera? Ein shlich l'dvar avera is because of a svara the Gemara says. Divrei Arab, the Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimen. Why are you listening to the Mishaleach? He's supposed to be listening to HaKadosh Baruch. And it's for that reason, Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. Now, what the oimik of that is a big machloikis, hapoiskim, and it's not our sugya. But the basis for Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is a basic svara, and that is Divrei HaRav, V'Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishoinim. If that's the case, break the Pnei Yeshua, what's the havamin in the world that there should be a chesaron of ein shliach l'dvar avera as it relates to chatzar? A shliach that shayach the divrei rab, the divrei talmud, divrei mishaimim, ein shliach l'dvar avera. But a chatzar which is not shayach to divrei rab, the divrei talmud, divrei mishaimim, it's poshet that yesh shliach l'dvar avera. So what does the Gemara even mean to ask? Now, the truth is, the Gemara gave two terutzim to this kasha, Ravina and Rav Sama. Ravina said that when you say, that's if the shlich is a bar chiyuva. If the shlich is not a bar chiyuva, you don't say it. Rav Sama said, when you say, that's if the shlich is a baal bechira. But if the shlich is not a baal bechira, then you don't say it. Now, it certainly sounds a little bit, Rashi explains the Gemara that way, that Ravina and Rav Sama's terutzim really are the Pnei Yeshua's kasha. But that didn't make the Pnei Yeshua happy. At the end of the day, this kasha shouldn't even start. If Bashi doesn't get onto first base, it has no avana. What did the Maksha think? The Maksha didn't know Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishaimin. But it's even more than that. Because you see there's a machloikis between Ravina and Rav Sama, right? How do you know it's a machloikis? First of all, the Gemara says, Mai Beinayu, and the Gemara came up with Nafkaminas. So you see clearly that Ravina maybe doesn't hold of Rav Sama, and Rav Sama doesn't hold of Ravina. I'll tell you even better. The Ramah paskins like Ravina. The Shach brings a Rishima of poiskim. I kid you not. 10, 15, 20 poiskim. It's one of these monster Shachs. Where the Shach says, I don't know how the Ramah was able to paskin like Ravina, that it's totally in whether the Shlich Sabar Chiyuva. I have raised that so many Rishonim paskin like Rav Sama. If you'd ask me, I would say the halacha has to be sai like Ravina and sai like Rav Sama. Because at the end of the day, do you say the vein shlich l'dvar aveira is divrei atam, divrei rab, divrei atam, divrei mishonim? If the shlich is not a bar chiyuva, then there's no divrei rab, divrei atam, divrei mishonim. If the shlich is not a bal bechira, then there's no divrei rab, divrei atam, divrei mishonim. This Gemara is einoy oimer ela dershuni. The havamin of the Gemara, and even Ravina and Rav Sama, the terutzim are both pashit, but they're too pashit. So how could there be a machloikis? How could there be a shayla? Whether we paskin like Ravina, whether we paskin like Rav Sama, if Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is rooted in Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimim, what's even the havamin of this entire sugya? Says the Pnei Yeshua that he believes that Tosfos was bothered with this kasha, and Tosfos, in a cryptic way, was masbah the whole sugya. It's Tosfos on Daf Yudah Mebeis. It's Dibra Maskel Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. Read the Tosfos inside. It's very short. Beperik Ish Mekadesh Ikad Yalef Meshchutei Chotz. There's a mandama that learns Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira from Meshchutei Chotz. The Chsiv Hu V'Lo Yishlucha. The Ikad Yalef Mishum Dahavalei Meila Utficha Shnei Ksuva Abon Keechad.
Says Tosfos, you want to know the makar to Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira? Take a look in Perek Ish Mekadesh, and you're going to see that the Gemara learns it from Psukim. It's learned out from the Kairos, this idea of Ein Shlich L'Var Aveira. What's the Makar? It's because really, you find in different sugyas, Yeh Shlich L'Var Aveira. But the rule is, Shnei K'suvim Abon Ke'achad Ein Melamdim. Or Shloisha K'suvim Abon Ke'achad Ein Melamdim. And you find that by Shlichas Yad and by Me'ila, there's different parashiyas in the Torah, where you find Mefurish, that the Aloch is Yeh Shlich L'Var Aveira. We just finished learning Parak Merubah. Ticha Mechira is one of the examples. We have Yeh Shlich L'Var Aveira. So it's a Shnei K'suvim Abon Ke'achad, or it's a shloisha k'suvim abon ke'echad, and the rule is chol shnei k'suvim abon ke'echad ein melamdin. In other words, Tosfos is saying that you want to know the makar that ein shlich l'dvar aveira. It's not divrei Rav, divrei Atama, divrei Mishnayim. That is not the makar. The makar to ein shlich l'dvar aveira is that the Torah in a few places said yeh shlich l'dvar aveira, and we have a rule chol shnei k'suvim abon ke'echad or shloisha k'suvim abon ke'echad for sure ein melamdin. And being that you have all these makaris, the ein shlich l'dvar aveira, that's how I know ein shlich l'dvar aveira. So then, what is this whole divrei Rav, divrei Atama, divrei Mishnayim business? If that's not the makar to ein shlich l'dvar aveira, so why is it so often quoted? It's the time of the krah. It's the reason. It's the svara for ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But it's not the reason for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. The emes is like this. It's Mefurish in the Ritva. The Ketzois and Simon Shem Pei Ches brings this Ritva. The Ritva is in Perik Ish Mekadosh. Daf Mem Gimel Amar Aleph and Masech Tis Kedushin. Just the opening lines of the Ritva. Shani Hasam the Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Do Amrino Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishoim. Those are the words of the Gemara. It says the Ritva Pirish. Time Mekam Rino. The Gemara is giving the reason for Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Shehu Kein Al Aroif. And the reason it's the reason is because in most cases, when you have an Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira scenario, it's going to be something that conforms with the idea of Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, and Divrei Mishayim. Miu Dino Dairaisahu. However, the Ikid Din of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is not Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, and Divrei Mishayim. It's a Din Dairaisahu. Kidele Kamon, like the Gemara is going to say later. He means L'Chayru, what we just spoke out from Tosfos. V'afilu Heicha, the Lesi L'Hai Taimo. So that even if you're going to find a situation where you can't necessarily have Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, and Divrei Mishayim, could go in Shehu Shoyeg, Uki Yoitze Bezeh, Uki Darmina B'Bav Metziah, B'Perikam. And he brings our whole Gemara, word for it, he brings the entire Gemara. Here above Metziah Dafyut, that you see clearly that it could be even when you don't have this svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishnayim, still you're going to have Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. To say this is a mafteach to understand our Gemara, and it's a mafteach to understand the whole Indian of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, why? What do you mean? Everybody knows. Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishnayim. Abizok the Pnei Yeshua, I see in Tois Fasir and Bava Metziah Dafyut on the base, and the Tois in Shem Peches brings this Mefurisha Ritva here in Kedushin Daf Mem Gimel Aman Aleph, that's only the time of the Kara. The Makar is really the Shnei Ksum and the Shleish Ksum and Babon Ke'ech, which is a Malamdin, which is a Makar. Meaning, Shnei Ksum and Babon Ke'ech and a Malamdin is a Makar. So you have now a Makar that the Halacha is that Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. What's the time of the Kara? The time of the Kara is based on a svar of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishnayim. But at the end of the day, it doesn't always have to conform with the time of the Kara. And even if it's not conforming with the time of the Kara, still the halacha is going to be Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. In most cases it will, but it doesn't have to. And the Ritva says, you want a makor of where you see it doesn't have to? Learn Bava Metziah, Daf Yud. Where do you see it? Ravina doesn't hold the Rav Sama. Rav Sama doesn't hold the Ravina. The whole Havamina, the Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua. He's shrying the Pnei Yeshua. What was even the Havamina that you should say Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira by Chatzar? You don't have Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishnayim. The Teretz is because Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is not because of Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishnayim. Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira is because of a din. It's a din d'iraisa. The reason is Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Mishnayim. In most cases, it's going to shtim. It doesn't have to shtim in all cases. It's definitely a chiddush because when you learn Kedushin and you learn the sugya of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira, the Gemara says v'taima mai. Mark gives a reason. Oh, but this is only the time of the Krah. And you don't have to conform and comply 100% with the time of the Krah. I'll upon him. This is the way the Pnei Yeshua understands Tosfos, Azoi Shteit and Ritva. Rashi is certainly not so mashma that way in the Sugya. The Ktois Grada in Shin Pei Ches holds that Rashi Shita in Shas is like the Ritva. Everyone asks from Rashi over here above the Metziah Daf Yud. Bossi Rak La'oyer.